There you are. I was worried you weren't going to show up. And that would have completely ruined my dinner plans. Well, come on in then. Would you like a glass of wine? Here, I picked one out specially just for tonight. I wanted to make it special since you came all the way to me. So gracious of you. Relax, there's no need to look so nervous. It's only a dinner date. I'm sure you've been on plenty before. Though, maybe not one like this. Or a woman you've never met before, but don't worry. I'll make sure your adventurous spirit is rewarded. Oh, thank you. You look lovely too. You've got some really good meat on you. Look at those arms. Drink up. It's nice, isn't it? Full-bodied, very sweet aroma. I know you said you weren't very interested in wine, but even you can tell it's nice, right? Oh, come on. I picked this one out special just for you. It would be rude not to have one glass. Come on, drink up. There we go, good boy. Dinner shouldn't be too long. There's just some vegetables roasting at the moment. I haven't actually picked the meat out yet. I was hoping you'd be able to help with that, but let's not worry about that right now. We have all night. Sit, relax, drink your wine. You really are so brave. You've never met me before. We've never even spoken over the phone, and yet you drive out to an unknown location late at night just for the chance of having sex. No, no, don't look shocked. Don't do that. Don't try and deny it. We both know what the deal is. You're not coming all the way out here just for a dinner, fine wine, pleasant conversation. Don't stand to doubt if you're really brave or just quite stupid. Oh no. You're looking a little pale. Here, let me take your glass. I don't want you dropping it. There we go, settle down. You must be feeling so heavy and tired. That's alright. Close your eyes. It's all over. You're not meant to be awake. See, this is what happens when they don't finish their drinks. Next time I really need to try shots or something. Hold still, I'll get you another dose. You really don't want to be awake for this. Oh, stop that. The ropes are there for a reason, and you're not going to get out of them. And stop screaming, there's no one here to hear you. Apart from me, and I'm certainly not going to help you. Now hold still, this should do more than just knock you- Ah! You little shit, you bit me? What are you, a child or an animal? Oh, you fucker. You know what? You don't deserve this. If you want to act like an animal, I'll fucking kill you like one. You don't get the luxury of being unconscious. Really? How did you think this would go? Didn't your parents ever teach you basic safety? No, no, no. You thought you would be safe, didn't you? That you'd always have the upper hand, but your big, strong body would always protect you. Oh, I can't wait to taste it. I wonder which bit I'll have first. You said in your profile that you don't smoke, so I bet those lungs are still lovely and pink. Some of those chest muscles, or maybe... Seriously? I'm trying to decide which part of you to eat first and you're getting hard. Is having someone sitting on top of you really all you need? It's not enough that you're about to die. You have to die with a hard-on, right? Well, I'm already risking going down to murder and cannibalism. I might as well add rape to that list. Oh, stop struggling. You really think that's going to help? I'm in control here. From the second you walked into my house, your life was in my hands. You're only alive right now because I still have a use for you, so stop struggling. That's better. Isn't it better to just accept it? If you're really good, I'll forgive that bite and put you back under before I finish you off. Wouldn't you like that? You definitely like this, don't you? Getting your cock stroked. You don't even care about the situation, but you're what, 10 minutes away from death? However long it takes me to come, really. I think I've decided the part of you I want to have first. That's better. You're much better behaved now. Oh, that's a good boy. So still. What a good boy. Enough of that. Condom. I have a feeling I know where to find one. Calm down. What are you going to do with your wallet now? Look at that. Right in the front. So predictable. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to risk you giving me something and you're having your revenge from beyond the grave. You really barely look scared. What, do you think I might let you go if you fuck me hard enough? Adorable. It's not going to happen, darling. You could make me see a god I don't believe in and I would still kill you. Satisfying my, shall we say, niche appetite is far more important than your life, and biting into your flesh is going to give me far more pleasure than your cock ever could. Now just lie still, and if you come before me, then I'll rip your fucking throat out. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's been a while. Oh, I can't to eat you. You're gonna taste so fucking good, aren't you? Oh, I'm gonna cook you to fucking perfection. Oh, that's a good boy. That's a good boy. You know what you need to do, don't you? Just lie there. Lie nice and still for me. Oh, you're really behaving yourself now, aren't you? Always like it when they learn their place. Oh, you fucking love this, you little fuck. Oh, don't you dare come yet. Don't you fucking dare. If you come before me, I'll kill you. I'll kill you in the most painful way I can. Just be a good boy. Oh, I'll be a good boy and I'll make you feel so good right up until the end. Oh, fuck. You don't fucking come. Not yet. You think I've been mean now? You just fucking wait. Oh, fuck. You can come. You can come. Come now. I'm not going to give you another chance. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, that's a good boy. I should really do that more. That was a fun little distraction. Oh, why did I leave that knife? Oh, darling, why do you look so surprised? I said from the start, you're going to die here. Did you think you could fuck the bloodlust out of me? Cute. I'll give you the luxury of a fast, painless death. As a reward for your obedience. Just hold still. This will only hurt for a moment.